As you walk along the river walk, you will see areas that have new plants that enhance the beauty of the trail. All the trees and shrubs that have been planted along the trail are native to the local environment. Why is it important that we use native plants along the Riverwalk Trail? We often hear in the news about a plant or an animal that is near extinction and will be lost forever. The cheetah or the California condor are examples that often make the news. Many other animals, plants, or environments have become increasingly rare. These plants and animals are threatened or endangered of extinction because of the changes in their environments and loss of habitat. A particular type of environment is called an ecosystem. In a healthy ecosystem, all the plants, insects, and animals depend on each other for food and protection. The monarch butterfly, which is completely dependent on milkweed for its survival, is a good example of this relationship in an ecosystem. Native plants are an important part of maintaining a healthy ecosystem and habitat. Even the loss of a little-known native plant or insect can have a broad effect on the survival of other plants or animals in these delicate environments. When the Riverwalk Trail was constructed, most of the plants in this river bottom ecosystem were invasive and non-native. These invasive plants had displaced the native plants that were an important food supply for the plant-eating insects and animals that belong in this ecosystem. Nearly all leaf-eating insects are chemically dependent on certain plants for their food. When their food supply is gone, these insects also disappear. When these insects disappear, the birds and animals that eat them also disappear. The healthy balance of these delicate ecosystems depends on the native plants and animals. As construction of the trail progresses, we will continue to remove the invasive non-native plants from the area. This will encourage the native plants to re-establish and grow. Many of the native plants were always here, but were suppressed by the vigorous non-native plants. Other native plants will need to be replanted as the non-native plants are removed. We are already seeing the native plant population rebounding along the trail. Here in the wetlands area along the Fisherman's Loop, you can now find the native swamp rose mallow plant that we had no idea was growing here. We wonder what insects will feed on these mallow plants, and if more birds like the American yellow warbler or the cliff swallow will return to feed on those insects. As you continue along your walk, watch for other native plants like the bald cypress, yellowwood, and witch hazel that have been reintroduced to this unique river bottom ecosystem.